Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Suyo Como Va by the great Carlos Santana. There it is. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Kathy Perry is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, social media expert extraordinaire, the probably the greatest one in across the galaxy. Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. Kathy, thanks again for being here. Mobile-friendly websites. I've been telling my audience for a long time now that they've got to have a mobile site. They don't need, actually, 99% of them don't even need a mobile app. They need a mobile site, which doesn't cost that much to make. And they need to get one. And I talk about it in my book, mm-hmm. but then I was talking to somebody and who develops websites. He says, and I said something about that to him. He said, "Are you kidding me?" He said, "My regular websites I'm developing are mobile on, they're mobile on your screen, on your big screen." They're what do they call that? Forward. What's the term they use for that? Where a regular.
Responses, or
well, yeah. But my point is they don't create two websites, one regular right. and then one mobile. They create right. a mobile, and you just deal with it on the big screen.
Wow, yeah, that's a problem.
But I mean, more and more. So I'm gonna say more and more people. Some people are doing that. They're saying we don't really
they're
care.
They're just focusing totally on mobile because actually mobile is. It's just where everybody is going. I mean,
right.
90% of people are doing their searching and doing what they're looking for, again, on mobile. And, you know, the problem for small businesses is most do not have mobile-friendly sites.
That's right.
And
years ago, I was polling my audience and saying, how many of you own a smartphone? You know, this is 6 or 7 years ago, 7 or 8 years ago. How many of you on a smartphone? It was probably, 20%, 25%. And every day I could think about it, I'd say, guys, go buy a smartphone. If you don't own a smartphone, you don't know what your customers are expecting from you.
Yep. It's true. And, it's saying, they are saying that the Google searches, that the change is only taking place on the Google searches made on smartphones. And the ones who have mobile-friendly sites are getting the higher rankings. So if you are a small business and mm-hmm. somebody's doing a local Google search on their smartphone, then you may not show up
right.
because your site is not mobile-friendly. And that's a real problem for a small local businesses, I think.
It's
going to hurt a lot of small businesses.
Well, and an example I gave in my book, Kathy, is of the two pizza parlors, who one has crust they buy from somebody, and the other has crust that they make themselves. They also make their own sauce. It's the best pizza on the planet.
Right.
But they don't have a mobile site. The one who has stuff they buy from a vendor has a mobile site. So you go there. You're new in town. You go there. You're looking for pizza. You open up and you say pizza in central downtown yep. Cincinnati or whatever. And these two companies pop up. And so which one are you going to? The one that has a mobile site or the one that doesn't have a mobile site?
Exactly.
Even though the one without the mobile site has the best pizza.
And that doesn't matter because now if they don't have that mobile site, they won't even show up.
Well, that's another, yeah, and I didn't, of course, when I first started talking about that, that wasn't part of the case. But here's the thing, Kathy, this is the point I make when I try to explain to people, you still have to be competitive. Yep. But that doesn't happen first. What happens first is whether you're relevant to their technical expectations.
Isn't that something? Well, you know, Jim, Porton tested 25,000 web pages that were ranked as top sites by, you know, Alexa and that, and they found that 10,000 sites failed Google's mobile readiness test.
Wow.
That's big. So when
is that because they were that bad, or because Google had high standards that maybe they ought to be giving people a break if that?
Well, it depends on their algorithm, and so people can actually go to Google and they can test to see if their site is mobile friendly.
See, this is part of that dominance, that control, that evil thing that I was talking about earlier.
The evil thing, yes.
Yeah.
You know. And it's a problem because now, you know, they're a controller of web content in a new way. And mobile-ready websites can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. And they're even saying that, you know, some businesses, when mobile came out, they created a whole separate mobile site versus their regular main site. And Google doesn't like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been, you know, it's been really interesting.
Well, this is back to the evil part that I'm talking about. I mean, that's what I'm saying is this is what it's come to. But folks, you're not going to get around this. I mean, Google is they're the big gorilla.
They're the Goliath.
Yeah, they are. But if you play the game, you benefit. So, and it's not that hard to play the game, really. You just have to know what the rules are. Kathy, I need your website again, please.
KathyPerry.com.
Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. I'm Jim with a J, and we'll be right back. 10 till. Stay with us.
It was around the sun. Doesn't mean that much to me. Take the chance on the future life. Just like all the rest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.